This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with the author, Jeffrey Warrow. His new book, The Vietnam War, A Military History. Here Jeff addresses the criticism, said to be revisionist, that if the U.S. had gone into Cambodia and Laos earlier than it did and cut the Ho Chi Minh Trail, the supplies would have choked off the NVA and VC in the south. Jeff answers it directly. The Ho Chi Minh Trail was created by the North Vietnamese and the Viet Cong in a jungle, in a wilderness. Taking a wilderness is not credible, Jeff explains. Jeff explains that eventually in 1970 and 71, the U.S. did vouchsafe operations, chiefly done by the South Vietnamese Arvin, and it came to nothing but torment and confusion, futility and failure. Here Jeff explains why the idea of taking the Ho Chi Minh Trail is, well, these many decades later, it's not serious. Much more of this tonight in the first hour of a two-hour conversation with Jeff Warrow, the historian of the new Vietnam War. Recommended especially for all you boomers out there who remember events vividly. Here's Jeff.
Yeah, well, they're not even probing. I mean, Johnson doesn't want any violations of that border. They're not going to probe until Nixon starts the secret bombing in March of 1969, after taking office in January of that year, and escalates that throughout 69. And then 70, he sends troops, American troops, into Cambodia to attack the supply dumps, the NVA supply dumps, which are just over the border from South Vietnam.
So there was no attempt at this point to destabilize Cambodia. Is that correct?
No. That's what's one of the most interesting things. Revisionists will often kind of grasp at Cambodia and say, if only, we had gone into Cambodia harder and earlier and cleaned it out and done the same to Laos, then the NVA wouldn't have been able to infiltrate South Vietnam and wouldn't have been able to supply the Viet Cong insurgency along this Ho Chi Minh Trail, which runs along the South Vietnamese border through Laos and Cambodia and then branches into South Vietnam. So we should have gone into those sanctuaries. We should have gone in and taken the sanctuaries. There was no taking these sanctuaries. These countries were these big, vast, largely uninhabited, trackless, roadless jungles. And the North Vietnamese army had made them their own. Like just by this, they built roads, they built pipelines, they built base camps and everything else. We could go in, as we do in 1970, as the Arvin does in 1971, and we can capture a bunch of, ammo and medicine and motor vehicle parks and whatnot and burn the lot and then go back out. But they're just going to come back in again. And the only way to sort of prevent it happening is to take over these countries, because both countries are in the grip of China, which has predominant influence in both, and B, in the grip of their guerrilla armies, the Pathet Lao in Laos, communists, and the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia, communists. And the only way to keep these people on the sidelines was to concede the neutrality. The neutrality is frankly being abused by the North Vietnamese, but the U.S. simply doesn't have the forces, the money, or the patience to go in and hold these places for a long period of time. And the U.S. risks international odium by going into these technically neutral countries and invading them, as we do in 1970 and 71, earning that international odium for no net gain, because all the inroads we make are rapidly made good by the enemy after we leave.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.